Faces, Heels, and Tweeners. Sunday night's main event proudly brings to you the East Coast podcasting champions of the world, Brad the Dad and Greg Father Feltham, your Smack Daddies.
Hello, friends, and welcome to your SmackDown review for Sunday night's main event. I am Brad the Dad, and riding shotgun with me is my tag team partner, Greg Father Feltham.
Bless you, my son.
Or should I call you, should I call this story time with Father Greg?
It might be, because this is pretty funny. Well, so let's start, because let's pull back the curtain, Bradley.
It is exactly 5:14 local time, so 4:14 Eastern. SmackDown is done because it's in France, and we're going to do like a very crappy recap of what we see. And Greg, we're going to play a game of, are you going to watch this or are you not going to watch this?
Yeah, I think that's what we're going to play. So I thought of this afternoon. I'm working from home this afternoon, trying to get some stuff done. And I kind of thought to myself, I'm like, okay, SmackDown's over in France. I'm like, they're recording it live over there this evening, their local time. I'm like, I wonder, I'm like, maybe I can go and watch like the UK feeds of TNT Sport and maybe I can watch the show live. So I went and I looked up my TNT feeds and went through and I'm like, okay, no SmackDown on it. Fine and good. And then a little bit later in the afternoon, I went and checked. I was like, okay, I'm not seeing any spoilers online for this yet. That's really weird. And then I see spoilers with like the TNT Sport logo on it, like with screen caps and stuff. And I'm like, oh, I just looked too early. So then I go and turn on my TNT Sports. And yeah, I missed the whole thing. So I was planning on actually watching this show and reviewing it, having seen it just, you know, 4 hours, 5 hours ahead of when it was going to air in the States. And I missed it. I came too early and left too late. So I missed the whole thing. Yeah,
it's a weird thing. And then like online, they had this kickoff show that was airing really early in the day. And you're like, yeah, what's up with that? It was just this weird.
Yeah, yeah. Well, like I said, I literally did try to watch the show. Was I successful? No.
No, and it's like, yeah, I mean, I'm like scrolling through results here and I'm like, dude, yeah, really, do I really want to watch almost any of this?
So I'm actually, as we speak, in the middle of listening to your All Elite Geekly podcast, and that seems to be the theme this week is, do I really want to watch this?
Yeah, it's, I'm wondering about this. So Greg, where did you end up finding results at?
I got my results from our friends at Figure Four Wrestling.
Yeah, I think I'm going to head over there because the ones I'm reading now are like pretty bad. So I won't even say the website because I don't want to badmouth anybody.
That's fair. That's fair. Yeah, no, that's where I'm getting mine from. But let me, let's kick us off here with the dark match. So the dark match tonight was Rey Mysterio defeating Carlito.
Well, thanks.
So that's what the crowd got to warm them up tonight. Little Latino on Latino action.
Wait, aren't they going to another show?
Yeah, thankfully.
Okay, so,
well, I don't know. They're the ones that are going. They drafted LWO with Carlito in it, even though Carlito is now out of it. I don't know. It was weird.
Yeah, I'm not sure that I want to see any of that. So, I mean, essentially, Ray's going over there after beating Carlito. Carlito's going over there. And sure. And then we saw a bunch of people arriving because apparently that was like an important thing that needed to happen. The women's match, Greg.
Yeah. So we're gonna start off tonight's show with Bayley, Naomi, Bianca Belair, and Jade Cargill taking on Damage Control, Asuka, Kairi Sane, and Dakota Kai with Tiffany Stratton. And yeah, unfortunately, I don't think we're getting enough Tiffy time on this.
Yeah, Yeah, and it's weird because aren't there technically four members of Damage Control? Like, why is Tiffy in this? Just because they want her to be there because she's having a match tomorrow?
Is there four?
Isn't there Dakota Kai, Kairi Sane, Io Sky, and Asuka?
Oh, I forgot about Io Sky. Yeah. I was like, are you thinking Bailey? I forgot about Io Sky. Yeah. All right. Fair.
So apparently, Io Sky not booked on this. So, man.
Whatever. Whatever. Okay,
so far we have not watching that. What about.
Well, you weren't going to see the dark match anyway.
Well, yeah. But I'm not watching. But I wasn't watching. Now I'm not watching this. Yeah, apparently there's an interview afterwards and it causes Bianca to become a bit frustrated with Naomi, because Naomi's talking to Bailey. So, you know, there's that ongoing issue. Nick Aldis is, and Carmelo Hayes urging him to make a strong impression. So apparently more Carmelo Hayes on the show.
Yeah, again, after last week, not sure I really care.
And the Pride is still here.
Yeah.
Great. So Hayes has been drafted, and I guess they're teasing something with them.
Yeah, it sounds like the Pride and or Bobby Lashley anyway and Carmelo Hayes are gonna maybe feud in a little bit. So I'm okay with that. We'll see. Daddy Lashley needs something new to do, so thank God he doesn't have to deal with the Last Testament anymore. So
yeah, but they decided to leave a Last Testament before they left. Speaking of guys that are going, Tyler Bate, Pete Dunne, Akam, and Rezar all drafted to Raw, but we get one last match with them.
Oh, I am so thankful for all of these guys going to Raw, because I really was not a fan of New Catch Republic. There was a lot of things in that draft, because we haven't talked since since Monday and the second day of the draft. But man, I'm super happy for this.
Yeah, and I think we did okay, dude. Like, we lost a lot of our women's division, but I will take DIY over, or DX, whatever we want to call them, and over whatever we just lost. Like,
yeah.
It's like LWO, DIY. New Catch Republic goes away. I mean, it's not that I don't enjoy the LWO or the New Catch Republic. It's just, it's nice to have a break.
I like it. I'm happy.
Yeah, so apparently this is the whole thing. So AOP just kill them, of course.
Yeah. Yeah, no, whatever. It feels like we should be singing na 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 na.
Hey, 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 goodbye.
Yeah.
Okay, so all the stuff with the bloodline is gonna happen, and yeah, we're the bloodline stuff. More bloodline, but new bloodline.
Yeah. Yeah, Paul Heyman is going to talk to Nick Aldis here. Aldis denied Heyman's request to cancel the Owens Orton versus Solo Sikoa Tomatonga match for Backlash. Heyman says he's not responsible for whatever happens to Owens and Orton. It's revealed during that interaction that Heyman and Reigns haven't spoken since WrestleMania. Heyman said that Reigns didn't pull himself from the draft. Heyman did it on his own to keep Reigns out of the chaos of what's going on with the bloodline.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's an interesting thing. We did keep the we lost the LWO, but we kept the other Spanish group. So we have Legado and
Hold on. There's one other thing there in that kind of area, but the RKO show, right? So yeah,
the RKO show, which led to a brawl.
Yeah, so the RKO show ended up being Heyman coming out and Heyman trying to convince Randy Orton and Kevin Owens to forfeit, which was at the suggestion of Nick Aldis from previously. If he could get Roman to do it, to back out, then maybe he could get Randy Orton and Kevin Owens to back out of the Backlash match. Mm-hmm. And then a brawl broke out between Owens, Orton, and Sikoa and Tomatonga.
So yeah, it was the KO show and a brawl. Yep. And then of course the Street Profits are being built up for their match tonight, because I really believe the Street Profits were going to win, as I shake my head, which is great audio.
Yep. But before that, we get a match between LA Knight and Angel.
Poor Angel. Like, did any chance that you thought that this was going to be something other than LA Knight winning?
No, it didn't. But after the match, we had LA Knight and Santos Escobar both declare themselves for the King of the Ring tournament.
Which is good, because I think hopefully they'll meet up in the tournament. And I like an idea of an LA Knight Escobar feud. Both these guys need something fresh, and this could be some good wrestling.
Yeah, I'm curious, like, can anyone just declare themselves for King of the Ring? Like, previously, which we didn't kind of cover, but Carmelo Hayes in a backstage statement says he wants to be in King of the Ring. So why didn't he just say he was going to be in King of the Ring, like, you know, LA Knight and Santos Escobar did? Is that because, you know, he's a new guy and he still needs to, you know when to call a shot versus the older guys who are there can just probably, beg forgiveness and ask permission later?
Yeah, and he should have done that, because that would make way more sense. Speaking of not making sense, Carlito is there, and Carlito attacked Dragon Lee before WrestleMania. Byron Saxton catches up with Carlito, and he gets his answer. And Byron asks Carlito why he targeted Dragon Lee, and Carlito explains that after being away from WWE for so long, he was eager to get another WrestleMania moment, especially with his family. And when Rey Mysterio issued the challenge, Carlito just figured, hey, it's me. I'm the guy. And he didn't get picked. So he took Dragon Lee instead. So he just basically was mad and attacked Dragon Lee. Great.
Yeah. Woohoo.
So where does this leave Carlito when this feud ends up? I don't know, but check out the Raw Dogs review to follow the saga of Carlito.
I was going to say, you beat me too, because I was going to say, I don't know and I don't care, but our friends, the Raw Dog, and his puppy in crime will have that answer for you.
Okay, is this the main event? Angelo Dawkins and Montez Ford with B-Fab and Bobby Lashley versus Grayson Waller and Austin Theory for the tag titles? Like, I think is this the last match?
It's the last match, for sure. It's not the main event, I guess.
Okay, but, yeah. It's our main event match, and Austin Theory win. It doesn't look like there was anything there. There was just like Waller interferes with a flatliner while the ref is checking on Ford, and that's like this weird. Like, it's not like they cheated to win real badly. Like, they just beat the Profits.
Yeah.
Why did they beat the New Catch Republic instead? Because they're leaving. What's it matter if they lose?
I don't know, and I'm not sure I really care.
Okay, that's fair enough. So main event is actually AJ and Cody Rhodes doing a face-to-face instead of not a contract signing. There's a difference.
Right. They're just doing a face-to-face in advance of tomorrow night.
Yeah, and I love the fact that Cody talked about watching AJ's career from his childhood, and that just cracked me up. I was like, that's a little disrespectful. Are you calling AJ old?
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, anyways, they went face to face. And how do you think this ended, Greg?
Well, I know how it ended, because it ended with AJ Styles slapping Cody Rhodes at the conclusion of the segment.
So we went from heated words to slap in the face.
Yeah. Yep. That's what we got.
Okay. So out of all of this, what are you going back to watch?
There's one other thing before SmackDown goes off the air. It's shown that Solo Sikoa and Tama Tonga were having a wild brawl with Owens and Orton backstage, with security attempting to break them up. So that I think seems to be where the heat is going to be for tomorrow.
Do you think they'll just keep brawling and they'll just roll into the show brawling? They've brawled all over France all night.
That actually would be fun. I think I would like that.
Like Peter Griffin and the chicken.
Yeah. Yep. That's exactly where I'm picturing this now that you have this in my head.
Okay. That's what we want for tomorrow. So we'll be back tomorrow with a review of the card coming from France, the Backlash card. I think so. We're normally your Smack Daddies, but I think we are that. Oh, and Greg has
we have Smack Daddy. Assuming that I'm still hoping I can make tomorrow. I'm like 90% there, so we'll see, just in case something happens. But if not, it will be a Smack Daddy and a Smack Son. So,
right? Boris is supposed to be doing the thing with me.
That's what I mean. He's basically your Smack Son.
He's my illegitimate Smack Son. There was a lot which I conceived when I was like 4.
Yeah, basically.
Because I was the Mac Daddy before I was the Smack Daddy.
Yeah, well, duh.
Okay.
I mean, you're a McKinnon, right? So hey, you were a Mac Daddy before you were Smack Daddy.
Oh, there you go.
Right, very, right. Yeah. See, see? All right.
Well done. Very well done. All right. Listen, so let's
before we go off air, let's
hold on. We have to do a preview for tomorrow. Why don't we do news? And I'll put the clip in. I'm gonna put the sound clip in here for just a quick news bite. Right. Because apparently Greg's like texting me furiously during the show. Hey Brad, don't forget, we have news. We have news. And I'm like, wait, we have news? Why do we have news, Greg? It's like, yeah. Anyways,
you're trying to find the sound effect, or
it doesn't matter. We'll put it in post. All right.
You're pulling it in post. All right, fair. All right. So news was broke earlier this afternoon, and I've been waiting for a list, but Sean Ross Sapp posted it about 45 minutes ago or so. But NXT has released, I'm not even going to try this, Brad. I know you are the NXT guy of us, but there's at least 9 names here from NXT who have been cut on this Black Friday. Another Black Friday, I guess, in WWE.
And this is courtesy of Sean Ross Sapp, which was posted on our Facebook page. If you want to join, Facebook.com/SNME Radio.
Yeah. So Sean Ross Sapp of Fightful was been working to get the names, but we have the names here. Brad, you want to go ahead with these guys?
They're shoot names. I don't think these are actually real names. These are not wrestlers I've seen. Besides Valentina Ferraz surprising Boris, and I agree because she was there. Daryl Mason, Vlad Pavanoff, Ezekiel Balgonon, Kahai Saint, Emma Diaz. Valentina Ferraz has been on TV, so that one is surprising. Kayshawn LaFleur.
LaFleur,
Trey Bearhill. Oh, Trey Bearhill is a bit of a shock. I've seen him on TV. And Julian Bahai. Trey Bearhill was in the breakout tournament this year and is a First Nations person.
Okay. Yeah, Julian Baldy, I think, is the last one there. Yeah, I don't know any of these people, so I figured you were probably better. It sounds like they may not be their shoot names. It may be some of their names. Some of these people may never have made TV, right? That's the thing with NXT. If you're not making it at a certain level or they don't see kind of a path forward for you, they kind of churn that Performance Center group. So, I mean, it's not completely unexpected. I kind of say Black Friday a little tongue-in-cheek there when it comes to NXT. I mean, it's never fun when one of these people, you know, end up losing their jobs. But it is one of those things that, I mean, it's a training environment. And sometimes, you know, when you start a job, or whatever, it's almost like there's a probationary period. And if you make the cut, great. And if you don't, that's, you know, you're shown the door. And, after a little while, if these guys didn't have a path forward, then, you know, it's time to move on and bring in some fresh blood. So I think that's what's really happening here today.
Well, and it's better to be, I think, from my own perspective and from somebody who's had this experience recently, I'd much rather be released and be able to go do something fresh and new and like learn a new hold, as they say, rather than stay someplace and be like, well, we're keeping you, but we really don't have anything for you.
Yeah.
So not that was my experience at work. I was always busy, but it is one of those things that like, what would be worse, Greg? Can you imagine going to work every day and just being like, yeah, you're sitting there and I got nothing to do. I've done that once in a job once where it was like, you know, waiting on my contract and being just sitting there. And like, if you're not being used on like, some of these guys maybe not even making Florida loops. So I'd be interested to see how much they were used. So okay, Greg, so how do you want to do this? I suggested on the other with Boris that we should do maybe a gentleman's wager.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm not sure if you want to do a beer or a lunch. We can decide the stakes before tomorrow. But what we'll do is we'll flip a coin. I'll let you call it. And and I'm just going to flip it with my phone. So I'll flip the coin. You call it in the air. So what do you want?
Give me heads.
Siri, flip a coin.
It's heads.
All right.
So we're going to go through the card, and this will work double as a preview. So let's go over to Wikipedia and look at the card for this show for tomorrow. So Backlash from France. So, Greg, I think they didn't end any matches, which I was shocked. No. I was sure we were getting hosed. Maybe they'll throw something on the pre-show, which I'm okay with.
Well, I mean, maybe I'd be okay with that too, assuming I watch the pre-show and I can get back for this in time. But yeah, it's a five match show. So let us start. So I'm going to pick the Cody Rhodes AJ Styles match.
Okay.
And I'm going to go with the safe bet here with Cody Rhodes retaining.
And I think you're right. I think Cody, which means I get AJ. So, I see AJ being the challenger. The best case for AJ is that they get a rematch in Saudi Arabia. So I'm going to do the same thing. I'll take number two in the Wikipedia one, which is the other world title match, Damian Priest versus Jey Uso. There's no way Damian Priest, there's no way he can lose this. He's already kind of that guy that, like, you're not sure how he has it. So, yeah. Okay, you get the next pick.
This is where it gets hard, because the last three matches here, I don't know if I have a favorite for. So, this is one I think I'm going to go with the third match that Wikipedia is showing. I think I'm going to go with the triple threat match, the women's tag team titles.
Ooh.
And this is a head and a heart one, because I mean, if I pick one, you get two here, right?
Nah, I was kind of hoping you would do this, because that means I have a 66% chance.
Yes, Steiner math there. As much as I want Tiffany Stratton to win this, I think it's too early. I think that we'll see Bayley retain here, so I'm going to keep it on Bayley.
Yeah, that would have been who I picked if I picked this match. But I think you're right. I think the champions need, WWE doesn't do really short reigns. So yeah. I wouldn't be surprised to see all the champions retain on this, except for one. And I'm going to go to match number four, which is the Kabuki Warriors, Asuka and Kairi Sane versus Bianca Belair and Jade. Jade is going to win her first WWE title with Bianca. I think this is a foregone conclusion. That gets Damage Control fully on Raw, and we keep the women's titles on Bianca and Jade. And given the fact that two different women's tag teams were drafted over to SmackDown, I think that's a pretty safe bet.
Yeah, I think that... I was torn here as well. But I mean, you're right. Like, that's a SmackDown women's titles. Those ladies are gone. I think that if I'd realized that earlier, I probably would have picked that one in my second pick instead of the Bayley match. So I think you probably called that accurately. But part of me wonders, like, if Jade Cargill is so special, is it? I hate to say this way, so I apologize for anyone I'm going to offend by saying this. But do you want to taint her with a tag title as her first WWE title, right? Like,
that's totally fair, but on the other hand, if they actually ever want to try and get these titles over, this is the one shot.
Yeah, the tag titles move back and forth though, right?
They are the special titles that make you basically non-brand specific. I've said this for a while. Yeah. I think that they should do the same thing with like a women's like undercard title or even the men's title. I could see them, like, I would not be opposed to something that like a title that means that you're not brand exclusive, that it would just be something fun.
Like, this is also the title that, I mean, as much as I love her and I know she's coming to our show, Chelsea Green and her revolving round of tag team partners, you know, had won, right? So I'm like, do you really, is that a bit of a stink for Jade? Like, is this beneath her for her first title? I don't know. So that's where I'm torn here, Brad.
Fair enough. But that means, okay, so you get, this means you get the last match. So I do. You have the advantage by you, and I get to take the leftovers. So this is a tough match, dude. You have Randy Orton and Kevin Owens versus the New Bloodline. And I don't want, they're not called the New Bloodline, but the Bloodline, which is Solo Sikoa and Tama Tonga.
Yeah. So again, I'm torn on this one here because I don't know if this is the one match on this show that I could see it being a draw. Ooh. I could see interference here and no one winning. But if I'm going to pick the Bloodline here for the win, but I this is where I wonder, is there another, you know, is there another Bloodline? Like, is this where we introduce Jacob Fatu?
It has to be. And so I was going, if I had the pick on this match, that was it. Because Jacob Fatu is going to sneak in, win with the backhanded cheating Bloodline is the Bloodline kind of way, which is okay. I think that builds this storyline a lot. And the Bloodline needs something. Like, God bless them. They need something to keep adding to this. So, and this makes Solo the single, and those guys could be a tag team.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's, you know, that's one way you could do it. So I don't know. We'll wait. We'll see.
And hopefully you'll be joining us tomorrow. We'll be, there'll be a live after show right after the show. We'll be on all of our social platforms. We'll be across social media and YouTube Live, Facebook, you know, all those things. And yeah, if you want to have first crack at joining the show, patreon.com/SNME radio. And for about $1 a week, you can get a ton of great podcasts, including Raw Review, NXT Review, Collision Review. You get a classic review. You get live audio wrestling. You get the main show, Sunday night's main event, and your Smack Daddies.
Yeah, that's what you get. And your Smack Daddies.
And you get coverage of all the PLEs, and we even do all kinds. You never know what new thing is coming out of the, down the pipe. So patreon.com/SNME radio. Again, patrons get priority on the after shows. And also there are some new patron exclusives coming in the next few weeks or months. And also go over to Chop Tees, check out the shirts. I hear that there's a new Smack Daddy's t-shirt going on Chop Tees. You have a dramatic pause.
Yeah, because my mic cut out and reconnected.
You dramatic pause was the fact that you're so excited about the new Smack Daddy's t-shirt.
Oh, no, I didn't hear it.
We have a brand new, we're getting a new Smack Daddy's t-shirt.
Are we? Oh, I see. This is what happens when I miss a memo.
So there's that new logo where we look like really buff.
Oh, did someone actually make that into a t-shirt?
Yeah, I have asked that to be added to Shop Tees collection. So if it's not good. There yet, it'll be added soon. And
so you're going to be the only person who's going to wear that.
Yeah, but who cares? Yeah.
Okay.
Also, cool. I think we could be the Backlash Bros, because that is my tagline for tomorrow. Whichever twosome gets the tag team tomorrow, because it's two dudes, it'll be the Backlash Bros.
That just sounds like the old days when WWE didn't do the Google search first, when they had the submission sorority. Did you double check that one first before you came up the Backlash Bros?
Okay, wait, safe search is on.
Okay, cool.
Let's do this on my non-work Gmail account.
Backlash
Bros. I'm checking it right. No, I did not check it. So let's see what happens.
Okay, see, listen, we can't make fun of WWE for not Googling if we're not going to Google ourselves, right? Like...
Okay, so nothing came up at all. I'm putting the quotes around it. I think I'm safe. I think I can trademark this one.
I was going to say, I just don't want us to
There's a TikTok guy. There's somebody on TikTok that's at Backlash Bro, B-R-O.
Okay, listen, I'm cool with that. As long as it doesn't end up being some, you know, adult website or something that you've now linked us to, I'm cool.
Oh,
that's all we need to explain to the family.
It's all we have to explain to the wives. Hey, why do you guys walking around with the Backlash Bros, and why are all the other people, why are people snickering at us?
Yeah.
Yep. All right, folks, thank you again for joining us this week for an abbreviated SmackDown review. But we figured most of you are barely going to squeeze us in before the next show. So a little fun with the preview. And yeah, until next week, we the ones.